the dark web?
I think there's a strong argument to be made that where security systems are not adequate, if anyone suffers a damage, at least in the jurisdiction I'm from, there's a tort of loss. And what we're seeing is that law is being used really creatively. So for example, there's a class action in Australia at the moment against Uber, and they're using the tort of conspiracy. Okay. English law system's really odd.
Could you walk us through that one?
Well, the idea is that if you're creating a whole set of frameworks that deliberately jump over existing regulation, that's a conspiracy to undermine democratically elected laws that you've created. Mm-hmm. We'll see how successful it is. But again, back to my point that there are different ways to approach these problems. I think policymakers need to find better ways because some of these older laws are not necessarily the most effective way. Mm-hmm. I wanted to touch on something you said, if I can do that again. I think social media is really, really important. We're seeing elections that are being arguably profoundly affected, and that answers your question as well, that I think one of the things that policymakers need to be thinking about is not, these are not weapons per se, they're tools that in addition with other factors can amplify the situation incredibly. And to not address that impact, I think would be remiss of us.
And sorry.
Yeah, I'm done.